Thank you, Joyce. That was the perfect compliment to that beautiful river. Good morning, everyone. My name is Susan, and welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. It's great to see you today. I'd like to begin by reading from the Daily Word, and today's word is joy, and the affirmation is, a growing awareness of God's presence is my greatest joy. Awakening, just one sec, sorry. Awakening from a restful sleep, I give thanks for the new day and all the people who will be part of it. Although I cannot know what will happen as this day unfolds, I remind myself that everything and everyone might lead me to a deeper awareness of God. This growing awareness is my greatest joy. Even if the day includes less than happy experiences, I will know the quiet joy and comforting strength of the peaceful presence of God that is with me always. I will rejoice today in being alive, able to think, to feel, to appreciate the sights, sounds, and aromas that fill my environment. I will discover joy anew as I recognize each person I meet today as a unique expression of the wonder of God. And from Psalm 118, 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. And together we will sing Surely the Presence, accompanied by Joyce. Thank you. And now we will say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Gotta love that little lion family. And our welcoming song today is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, an old favorite.
You carry me home, sweet home.
Thank you, Joyce. And it's time now for us to greet our neighbors. And if you're on Zoom, you can go to gallery view so you see everybody. Give everyone a little wave, thumbs up, whatever.
Oh, good to see everyone.
Good to see you all. And we'll have a bit of time to visit afterwards. So hold those thoughts. It's time for the announcements, and I will read the submitted ones. And then if you have anything additional, you can raise your hand or mute yourself. Today is the board meeting, I believe. It's the second Sunday. It's also Grandfather's Indian Christian Service this afternoon at 2:00 in the Longhouse in Wimlock. It's always on the second Sunday of the month. And his Medicine Wheel teaching is in 2 weeks on October 24th, again at 2 in the Longhouse, always on the second Sunday. And then on Thursday evenings, right here in this Zoom room, the Chinook Jargon and Medicine Wheel teachings happen. 5:45 is the social time, and at 6:00, the lesson starts 6 to 7. The Chinook Jargon class is the second and fourth Thursday, led by Marcia Williams and Laura Rainbow. The next one is this coming Thursday on the 14th. The Medicine Wheel teachings are the first and third Thursdays, led by Dan Zarlingo. And the next one is on the 21st. And also on the fourth Sunday is Circle in America, the group that Unity supports and Dr. Daria is the head of. And it will be a discussion of the movie and or book, The Best of Enemies. That movie is easily found on all your streaming services. And if you need help to get a link or an invitation to that, you can contact Daria or I could help you. Next week, we need a reader next week. And then also there are spots open for November and December. So that would be a way you could be helpful. Okay, so we are ready for our unity statement. And we will say this together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And our song of joy today is "Tis the Gift to Be Simple," and Joyce will lead us in that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next, it's time for our reading. And today we have the pleasure from hearing from Cindy Rose.
Hello, everybody. Well, that was a good song. 'Tis a gift to be simple. I have a simple book. The book is by Shel Silverstein, whom my daughter loved in high school, and now I love her, love him too. It's called The Giving Tree. For anybody who knows Shel Silverstein, they know this book. Once there was a tree, and she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come, and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest. He would climb the tree and swing from her branches and eat apples. And they would play hide and go seek. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy loved the tree very much, and the tree was happy. But time went by, and the boy grew older, and the tree was often alone. Then one day, the boy came to the tree, and the tree said, "Come, boy, come and climb the tree and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy. I am too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I have only apples and leaves. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you will have money and you will be happy." And so the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away, and the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And then one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy, and she said, "Come, boy, climb the tree and swing from my branches and be happy." "I'm too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife and I want children, and so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house. But you may cut off my branches and build a house, then you'll be happy." And so the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house, and the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and when he came back, the tree was so happy she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered, "come and play." "I'm too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?" "Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you will sail away and be happy." And so the boy cut down the tree and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really. And after a long time, the boy came back again. "I'm sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give you." "My apples are gone. My teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them. I'm too old to swing on branches," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb. I'm too tired to climb," said the boy. "I am sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish that I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I'm sorry." "I don't need very much now," said the boy. "Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I'm very tired." "Well," said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could. "Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest." And the boy did. And the tree was happy. The end. I can never get through that without crying because it's such a beautiful, simple, but thank you for listening.
Thank you, Cindy, for sharing. Our meditation song today is "God is Good." And we're going to repeat it a number of times. So we'll know how many times when the music ends.
God is good, the sky is safe, love is great.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you much. That was really great. And now it's time for our affirmations. If you would join me, please, we will say these together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And today we will be saying the progressive Lord's Prayer, followed by the Alleluia. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Thank you, Joyce. Well, now it is time for our speaker. And on these second Sundays, we have the pleasure of hearing from Audrey Pitchford, who is a licensed Unity teacher from Olympia. And she is continuing with her series, Heart-Centered Metaphysics. And today, her topic is about praying with others.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everyone. So a man went to a revival and he listened to the preacher. And after a while, the preacher invited anyone wanting a prayer to come forward. And so the man got in line, and when it was his turn, the preacher said, "My son, what would you like prayer about?" And the man said, "Preacher, I need you to pray for my hearing." And so the preacher put his hands on the top of the man's head and prayed and prayed and prayed. And after a few minutes, the preacher removed his hands and said, "How's your hearing now?" And the man said, "Well, I don't know, preacher. It's not till next Wednesday." So today, we are talking about praying with others. And yes, this is part of our series from the book, Heart-Centered Metaphysics. And remember that metaphysics is just a word meaning beyond the physical. In Unity, this is sometimes a word that's used for theology, and it's addressing those big questions such as, what is God? What is humanity? What is our relationship with each other? And we do this from a heart-centered place. We bring love, compassion, courage, oneness to the conversation. It is more than just a mental exercise. And on a side note, I love October. I love Halloween. So I love this heart image there with a pumpkin. Someone very clever carved that. It wasn't me, but I love it all the same. And before we get into this topic of praying with others, just as a reminder, there are many types of prayer. And the type of prayer that Unity teaches is most effective is affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer, that prayer that is based on the idea of remembering our oneness with the Most High and with everyone. That prayer that claims what is already true now, rather than begging, affirming divine life, divine love, divine wisdom, divine understanding, and appreciating that our prayers are already answered. So this is the basis as we talk about praying with others. All right. So, you know, I often like to ask questions of you and hear what you think. So my first question for you is why do we pray with others? Why do we pray together? What are the benefits of praying with others? And I'll stop the share and open the floor and hear what you think. Yes, Joanne.
Well, first thing that came to mind was when Jesus said, whenever two or more are gathered in my name. So there is power in numbers.
Right, right. And we're going to talk about that quote a little later today. So thanks, Joanne, for bringing that up. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name. And I see Tom's hand.
Also, as human beings who are sometimes prone to a lack of confidence, when I am praying with someone else, it validates my prayers. And I, as I see someone else who is also doing the same thing.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I like to say that we forget, or at least the me of we forgets. And sometimes it's helpful to pray with someone else as a reminder. If I'm struggling, that they might hold the high watch for me. Mm-hmm. Other thoughts? Yeah, Joyce.
For me, I find that there's such a connection, unspoken connection. It's like we're on the same wavelength. I'm always totally amazed at how, for example, the services come together and people bring different pieces in and we all connect. And so I just feel like that prayer gets stronger if we're connecting with other people.
Yeah, I totally agree. That connection really magnifies the energy and the intention. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else want to add why we pray with others? All right. Well, I agree that a big part of praying with each other is that it feels good. There's comfort in praying with others. And like we talked about, if I'm struggling with something, it helps to have someone else hold the high watch with me. And we have this marvelous quote that Joanne mentioned. Thank you, Joanne. From Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them. Now, just to talk about what this means, this doesn't mean that God's not with us if we're praying alone. In Unity, we believe that there's no spot where God is not. And we don't have to be with others to pray and to have that experience of the divine. And there's times that we more easily remember and trust when we're with others who we love and who we know love us. On our human journey, sometimes it's important to remember that we don't have to go it alone, that we can collaborate, that we can accept help and blessings from each other. Also, sometimes if we're struggling to see the divine in ourselves, we may more easily see the divine in other people. And so this might be a way of helping shift our own consciousness. We actually believe that God is all good everywhere present, and that God doesn't change. And so when we're praying, we're not changing God or trying to change God's mind. Really, prayer is about changing how we see ourselves. And sometimes a starting place is being able to recognize the divinity in others, and then thinking about how that applies to ourselves as well. Unity writer Reverend Ed Townley said that often when we pray with others, we have less resistance and less experience of personality, and that the power increases exponentially when we come together, not to beseech a distant God, but to share a creative intention. I love that idea. I want to also point out that in Unity, we talk about praying with others, not praying for others. And part of this, again, is because of our basic Unity principles. The first Unity principle is that God is all good, everywhere present, and unchanging. So again, we're praying not to change God, but to change ourselves. And with affirmative prayer, we're affirming things like God is love, I am love, you are love. And Unity's second basic principle is recognizing that all humanity has that spark of divinity within. And so praying helps us to see ourselves rightly and to also see each other rightly, rather than, oh God, my sister-in-law sure needs your help. It's about seeing my sister-in-law rightly and seeing that her highest and best is connected to the divine always. Even if I am praying and the person on my mind is not physically in the room with me, I can still pray with that person. I can affirm that their highest and best is joining me in prayer, because we know there is no time and no space with the divine. I love this quote from Eric Butterworth from The Universe is Calling, where he says, the important need is not to try to affect some change in other people, but to make some changes in your thoughts about them. Don't try to set them right, but rather to see them rightly. And so again, this is often the goal of our prayer in Unity, not about, if only my sister-in-law would do blur, 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 but about how is it that I see my sister-in-law or whoever I am praying with. Now, we have all prayed with others. We do it every Sunday. We all pray together as a group. And so I'm curious what suggestions or what advice you have, what tips you have in how to pray with others. In your experience, if someone came to you and said, oh, I want to pray with my sister, but I just don't know how, what suggestions might you offer to them?
You might say, I'll start first.
Okay, I'm going to start first. Can you say more about that, Cindy?
Well, sometimes it helps people not feel so nervous if they're not put on the spot. I know I don't like to be put on the spot. I don't think anybody really does.
Sure.
So yeah. It's, you don't want to start a prayer meeting by, go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So that's great. If we're going to pray together, it might be valuable to offer to go first so that other people aren't on the spot. Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate that. Other thoughts, other tips about praying with others that are helpful? Yeah, Tom.
I think just what the process that you're laying out to speak about what affirmative prayer is, and to agree on an intention for this prayer service.
Okay, yeah, I like that. So maybe let the other person know, I'm going to pray affirmatively, and here's what that is, and agree on an intention. I used to work with a Mormon colleague, and he would frequently pray before we went on work road trips. And then one day he said, why don't you pray? And I'm like, okay. And we had a shared intention about arriving safely, doing our best work, our families being well loved and cared for while we were gone. And I also let him know that, yeah, in my tradition, we pray as if it is already done. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Any other tips you might share if you were praying with others or giving someone suggestions on how to pray with others? All right. Well, let's see what our book author, Paul Hasselbeck, has to say on tips with praying with others in heart-centered metaphysics. The first suggestion in the book Heart-Centered Metaphysics is first to let go of any anxious thoughts. I don't know about you, but there's times that I've been asked to pray with others and a part of me is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that situation seems super overwhelming. So if we're in that space, we may need some self-work and self-care before we join that person in prayer. Maybe I need to call someone unconnected to the situation and ask for prayer myself. Maybe I need to call Silent Unity or whatever other strategies I have to try to let go of that anxious thought so that I can be in a good place to really see that person as part of the divine, to really see the possibility and to align and claim the affirmation and the intention that that person is affirming. I think this one is always important to listen to the person's request. And remember our little joke from the start of this morning, if someone's praying for their hearing, we might want to know, do you mean like your ability to understand spoken words, or are you talking about an event that's coming up for which you want prayer? So the importance of listening. And we can always ask the person to share more if we don't understand, or to explain, can you tell me the connection between what you're saying and what we're praying for today? I think it's also okay to ask for first names. So if someone asks you to pray about a loved one or a family member, I think it's really okay to say, oh, and what is your mother-in-law's first name? Oh, Mary. Okay, so we're going to affirm that Mary's highest and best self is joining us now in prayer. And that's another way to pray with others. However, we don't ask for details. We don't ask things like, well, has she tried Reiki? Well, how long has she been sick? Because that's not the direction we want to go. We do want to affirm oneness with all. We affirm that we are one with the divine. The person we are praying with is one with the divine. That any others that we are praying about, we can claim that their highest and best self is joining us in prayer and they are one with the divine. And again, that's all part of affirmative prayer. And we affirm divine attributes. So this may be the opposite of the circumstance described. And let me give some examples of what I mean. So if someone comes to me asking for prayer about a health challenge, I will consider affirming things like life, vitality, wholeness, everything that's going right now in their body, mind, and spirit. The fact that they are divine life expressing regardless of conditions or circumstances. If someone is coming to me to pray about something where they feel a lot of bitterness, I might affirm release, forgiveness, peace. You are able to let go of this situation. Forgiveness washes through your heart and you are at peace. And if someone is coming to me about money problems, I might affirm prosperity, imagination, appreciation. You have so much good right now. Your eyes are opened to all the blessings that you have. Your imagination easily sees possibilities for moving forward in this situation. When we pray with others, a few things to keep in mind. We let the divine do the work. If we start feeling anxious, like, oh, I have to say the right magic words, or oh, I have to fix it, it's time to take a breath and know it's not about the magic words. It's not about me fixing it, that the divine is at work. Also, when we pray with others, we keep prayer confidential. And this includes that we don't go up to them later and say, well, hey, Mary, how's that medical condition that you asked me to pray about? Because that's, again, a way of getting mixed up that it is the divine doing the work, the divine doing the healing. And if Mary wants to share with me later how things are going for her, so be it. But I will respect her confidentiality and not ask about it. Now, sometimes there's a debate in Unity about, is it okay to pray for specific stuff? And this is one of those areas where Unity writers are all over the map. Some say, no, you shouldn't pray for specific stuff. It's not about, I don't like this term, but some Unity writers say it's not about the goodies that you get. Other Unity writers say, be really specific about your intention, write it out, make a list, describe every attribute, make a vision board, you know, draw the pictures, show everything that you want to be part of this intention. So I think the great thing is, since there's no agreement, we're all certainly free to believe what works for us here and to practice what we think works the best for us. My personal belief is, I think it's okay that we want what we want. The reality is that there's times that all of us want stuff. There's all of us that want certain outcomes for certain situations. And I think it's okay that that's the case for us. And we might need to hold those outcomes or that stuff lightly. And what I mean by that is, if we're praying for something specific, or if the person that we're praying with is praying for something specific, we might end with something like this or something better, or the most benevolent outcomes for all, recognizing that I might really want this thing, and there might be something greater in the mind of the divine that's going to be even better for everyone concerned. A few years ago, my family had a situation involving the courts and a legal matter. And I felt very clear how I wanted that legal matter to be resolved. And I called Silent Unity when the court was on a break. And I was very clear with Silent Unity about what I wanted. And the prayer associate at Silent Unity prayed with me for the thing I wanted and also said this or something better. Let's affirm highest and best outcomes for all. And I thought, okay. And the court decision did not go the way I wanted. And I felt disappointed, but I kept saying to myself, okay, all right. This is the highest and best outcome for all. I don't know how, but this is the highest and best outcome for all. And a few months later, my family member who was involved in the court decision shared with me that they were initially disappointed with the decision as well, but they subsequently realized that that decision had a lot of blessing and a lot of good in it for them and their family. And so I know that the Most High is always at work, even if what I think is the best outcome isn't the ultimate decision, that I can always be open to this or something better, the most benevolent outcomes for all. As you know, Unity Worldwide Ministries' yearly theme for 2021 is how to stay centered no matter what. I don't know about you, I'm getting lots of practice with this intention this year. Perhaps you are as well. And one tool for staying centered, or for praying with others if they are coming to us for support in staying centered, is thinking about our 12 powers. thinking about what power might apply here. And this is also a great technique if someone comes to us for prayer and we're not sure what attribute or where to start. We might think about what attribute applies. Is it life? Is it, if they're afraid of speaking up, is it power? If they're feeling burdened, is it strength? If they're at a point of having to make a decision, is it will? So thinking about what power might be a good starting place for our prayer. As you know, Unity Worldwide Ministries is doing a review of the 12 powers this year, and the power for the month of October is the power of zeal. And I love that this lines up with our daily word today on joy. And I think it lines up great with that Shel Silverstein story too, the love between the tree and that boy. So zeal is the faculty of enthusiasm, intensity, and exuberance. It provides our inner urge to progress. It's our motivation to achieve. It's the ability to be passionate and inspire oneself, and the power of audacity and devotion. And I think this also lines up with the idea that it is okay to pray for specifics. In my opinion, it's okay that we want what we want. Our zeal is important. It lights the way. It shows us what's important to us and what we feel passionate about. And even knowing that, we might still have the opportunity to be open in how that zeal manifests. So we have a quote, an affirmation for the power of zeal that says, "I ignite my zeal by focusing on what brings me joy." And I invite us to affirm this together. I ignite my zeal by focusing on what brings me joy. So it is. When our Unity co-founder, Charles Fillmore, was age 94, he had this to say about the power of zeal. He said, "I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me today." Wow, there is someone who was motivated by that inner flame, by that zeal lighting the way, showing him what was his to do. And another strategy when we're praying with others is we can take affirmations and we can affirm those for the other person. So if I'm praying with someone and they're struggling with low energy or feeling uninspired, I can affirm, "You fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and you spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by you today." So we know that there are many ways of praying together. We know that we can make up the prayer ourselves, and we can also rely on prayers and affirmations written by others. In Unity, we pray often, and prayer is actually our third Unity principle, that we use prayer and meditation to consciously remind ourselves of our oneness with the Most High. One great way to learn more about prayer and to deepen your prayer practice is to pray with a partner. And the handout that I shared with Tom that he uploaded on the website today, the handout is all about praying with a partner. It has a lot of tips. There are many ways to pray with a partner. I actually have three prayer partners right now, and we all pray together a little differently. With one prayer partner, we text during the week, and then we pray together on the weekends. With another prayer partner, we connect once a week on video conferencing, and we meditate together. And with my third prayer partner, we pray together on Zoom, and she doesn't feel as comfortable praying aloud. So after we share our intentions, I pray with her aloud, and then I share my intention, and she sends me a prayer email afterwards, which is great because then I can read it over and over and over. So there's so many ways to pray with other people. And if you don't have a prayer partner, but you're interested, I really encourage you to look at that handout and to consider asking someone to be your prayer partner. Maybe it's someone who's part of this community, or maybe it's someone you know outside of Unity. I think it's also really okay to try and experiment with your prayer partnership. Find out what works, find out what doesn't work. My prayer partner, who I text with during the week, there's been times that she has been outside the country, so text rates are really expensive. And so then we email and we adjust, we figure things out. And I know that there's just an infinite number of ways to pray together and to benefit from praying with others. Maybe it's not the right time for you to have a prayer partner, but if you feel the need to, for someone to pray with you, remember there's always Silent Unity, and they have a toll-free number, or they even have an app where you can text a prayer to them and again get a written response that you can read over and over. I hope that if people come to any of us and ask for prayer, that we all say yes. Even if we haven't prayed with others, we can always offer something sincerely from our hearts. And remember that it's not about saying the right magic words or saying them in the right way. It's about seeing that person rightly, seeing ourselves rightly, and knowing the divine is at work. We can believe powerfully for each other. Even in the middle of the night, if you wake up and you feel like you're alone, you can always pray with others, affirming that their highest and best self is joining you in prayer. And we can hold the high watch for each other, knowing that the divine is in our midst and that all is well. We're going to take some time in meditation now to focus on the power of zeal and that idea of praying with others. And so I invite everyone to settle into your chair. Gently breathe in and out, relaxing into your physical space. Either close your eyes if that's comfortable for you, or if not, that's fine too. And imagine a candle. Imagine a lit candle in front of you. And see that flame as the sacred flame, the sacred light of zeal. You know that sacred light is within. You know that sacred fire of zeal lights the way, shows you your purpose, shows you what is most important to you. You trust that inner flame, that inner knowing, knowing that that zeal from the Most High . And now you imagine that you are with a friend or someone from our community, and they have an unlit candle, and they reach toward your candle, and using your lit candle, they light their candle. And I want you to notice that your candle burns just as brightly, even though someone else has lit their candle. And then you see others using unlit candles and lighting them with your candle or with the candle of your friend. And this process continues on. Everyone in our community, our world, everyone on the planet, the lit candle. You see this divine light of zeal available easily to all. And the ways that we support each other, prayer, praying together, sharing intention. The ways it is so easy to let others light their candle from our candle. We know that these opportunities to share our light, to share the light of others, these opportunities are so sacred. And so I invite us now to step into the silence and just take a few breaths, seeing that sacred light of zeal being passed from candle to candle around the world. I invite you to hear these words as the words of your own heart. I am guided to live my purpose. Zeal guides me to live my purpose. I am open and receptive. I seek opportunities to pray with others, to let others pray with me, knowing that we are all one, our oneness, sacred. For the gift of zeal and the gift of prayer and the gift of each other, we are so, so grateful. So we say, thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you so much, Audrey. That was inspirational and practical and powerful, and we thank you. It's time for our offering now. And we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks that are sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia 98531. You can also donate online at unityofcentralia.net. And we thank you for all the ways that you give of your time, talent, and treasure. And let us say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And together, let's say our blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And now we will have our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Today we are praying for the people in our community and around the world who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home. We're praying for Nelia, who is being affected by COVID long-haul issues. And Tom appreciates your continued prayers as he heals from his recent surgery. And are there other prayers you would like to offer? Actually, you'll just have to unmute yourself because I can't see you with the shared screen.
We want to keep John in our thoughts as he is going through the cancer treatments that he is.
Thank you. Yes, we miss seeing him in the garden room today. Are there others? All right. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. And it is time for our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And together we will sing our peace song. So circle up. I'd like to thank everyone who made today's service possible, Audrey and Joanne and Cindy and Joyce and Tom and Penny. Yay. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. Big
Susan.
Love to you all. Yeah. And Susan. Next week, our speaker will be Mariette Jones. And I would just remind you of how much you all enjoyed her conversations with LUT last time. So come and be part of that opportunity. And that's all I know. The board meeting is right after this. Grandfather's service is after that. So we got a full day. And don't forget to pray for others.